Inside on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is supported by Merit Resources. When you focus on your business grows faster. They can show you how. MeritResources.com. And Insight Advertising, Marketing, and Communications, a full-service advertising agency here in the metro, InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the News Hour. With us in studio is a friend of the broadcast. His name is Jim Miller. Jim is an investment counselor. He lives and works out in the Waukee area. Good guy, and he is an avid cyclist at the same time. Welcome to the News Hour.
Thank you, Michael.
We're not going to talk about investments today, but I don't know if you heard, Tesla stock went up today.
I heard that.
Did you hear that? As a matter of fact, he heard that. Yeah. All right. One of the things I wanted to visit with you about is this past week, up in Perry, Iowa, they had a presentation talking about economic development and talking about bicycling and talking about moving from point to point, the Raccoon River Valley Trail, all kinds of things. What was that about?
As much as anything, it's about improving the trail, which hence improves the experience of the trail users, and that in turn improves the towns along the trail. So
sure.
there's 14 communities on the Raccoon River Valley Trail, and if you compare that to the High Trestle Trail, the High Trestle Trail has had huge success, and they have the Whistling Donkey,
of course, yeah.
Over in Woodward, and then the Fat Tire Lounge
right.
in Madrid.
Now, this is interesting, okay? Just hold it right there. I've been told that the Whistling Donkey was built because the trail system was there.
Correct, yep. Yes, that's correct.
Yeah. I mean, you know, you talk about a bicycle trail invigorating a community.
Well, and the Flat Tire was a Quonset hut. I presume that goes back to the 1940s, and it's been repurposed into a bar and restaurant for the trail users.
And that trail goes right next door to the Fat Tire.
Right.
And that comes out of Ankeny, doesn't it?
Correct.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
All right.
So it's trying to find ways to enhance the trail, which improves the towns, and it's a win-win situation.
Sure. So. What were some of the things that the cyclists, I understand you moderated a panel there, and the cyclists were there from several different disciplines talking about what they might like to see, some suggestions to these towns or cities or the people that were stakeholders that were at that meeting. What were they telling them?
The one thing that was a consistent message was if you can have flush toilets at a frequent location along the trail, that was a very high priority. And there's been a good effort on that over the years, but there are still areas where there aren't flush toilets.
Sure.
So Dallas Center, for example, still has the Kaibos there. The Dallas Center city staff that was there did say that that's a number one priority for them, and they're aware that they need it, and they're taking steps to make that happen. I believe that's actually going to happen this summer.
Mm-hmm.
So more of that would be welcome.
All right. So flush toilets are kind of a big thing. And before we go any further, about how many people are utilizing that trail? Any idea?
We have trail counters all along the trail, and the number that's been coming back is 300,000 users. Now, that's not unique users. So if you ride the trail five times, you would be
sure.
five of that 300,000. But
is that over the season?
Over the season,
okay.
Correct, yeah. And that number doubled in a two-year period.
It did.
So those trail counters have been out there, I believe it's 5 years now the trail counters have been in place. And the numbers just keep going up.
Mm.
One thing that's kind of interesting on that is the season has gotten longer. You know, it used to be cyclists were out on the trail from May till September. Now it's virtually year-round, and the time of riding has gone basically 24-hour.
Mm.
There's been such improvement in technology.
Absolutely. Well, you know, there's so many folks that are riding those fat tire bikes or, you know, the wide tire bikes, and that can get traction even in ice and snow.
Sure.
And so they're
yeah.
utilizing that opportunity. We had Forrest Ridgway on the program last week talking about that change in technology as well and lighting systems and all those
right.
other kinds of things.
Yeah.
Well, so when we have that many people going up and down the Raccoon River Valley Trail, for example, and one of the things that they're saying, these riders are saying to these communities is, all right, flush toilets. What else?
Healthful food. That was another consistent comment.
No cheeseburgers? And
There's always a demand for cheeseburgers.
Of course.
I've been known to have a cheeseburger on the trail. But, no, I think there's a request from the trail users for the establishments to have healthy options as well.
Yeah.
So that makes sense.
It does.
Yeah.
It does. And I think there is, I saw another piece in that, is how cities or how communities and businesses can appear to be much more bike friendly and welcoming.
Yeah, that was kind of an interesting presentation, which was the one following the one I moderated. It was on the trail signage, and the city of Perry, kudos to them. They came up with a concept that they've borrowed from the state of Oregon, but they're trying to launch that here in the state of Iowa. And their concept was to develop a plan that could easily be replicated throughout the state of Iowa. And it's a small sign that the business puts in their front window. So if you're a cyclist in the community and you're not familiar with the community, you can easily identify businesses that welcome cyclists. So if you want to get a water bottle filled, if you need to use a charger, charge up your cell phone, any of those sort of things, then those businesses welcome you to come in and use their facilities.
Well, you know, when you talk about Perry, we've got to talk about the Hotel Patee. Jay Hartz up there has done a marvelous job in wooing those individuals. As a matter of fact, he was a guest on the show a couple of years ago, and he said that his largest constituent group in Perry is bicycle riders.
Yeah.
That's pretty amazing.
It's anytime you go in there, there's bikes.
Yeah. And of course, they've got bike racks outside so that people get it.
And they have bike racks inside.
Oh, really?
In the back of the entryway, they have racks set up in a hallway where if it's a rainy day, you can go in and rack your bike indoors while you go to the restaurant and wait out the storm.
Sure. We're talking with Jim Miller, ladies and gentlemen, about the Raccoon River Valley Trail and cycling in general. Well, you know, lots of folks say, well, they see these cyclists running around in downtown Des Moines or on the streets or whatever, and they don't quite understand the attraction for that. And then we have this immense trail system all over the place. And that's a side of bicycling that maybe a lot of folks don't necessarily see if they're not on those. But the utilization of these trails is wide and varied and large for the most part.
True.
Forrest, when he was here, Forrest Ridgeway from Bike World said that is the reason. He said nationwide bicycle sales are kind of flat, but here in the Des Moines metro they have just exploded, and he credits the fact that we were forward thinking. We've got hundreds of miles of trails.
Yeah. I've been elsewhere in the country, and everyone else is envious of our trail system.
When we boil all this down, and there were some bicyclists that say, okay, we'd like to have changing stations and we'd like to have places where we can work on our bikes, bike work areas, those kinds of things. When it's all said and done, what are they hoping that these businesses and communities understand, that this is really an economic driver for them?
Yeah, absolutely. The experience that the cyclists have has been so positive, and it goes right back to what you just said. You know, because people have gone out, they've explored the trails, they found it's fun, they enjoy it, they tell their friends go out and buy bikes, they end up doing a group ride, they go out to Adel on Wednesday night and do the steak fry. Tuesday nights down at Cumming have become a huge event.
Yeah.
It's something where there really is a mass appeal. It's a broad spectrum of people. I know so many people who are former runners who have graduated onto cycling because the joints couldn't take the running.
And yourself, how many miles do you think you put on a year?
Did almost 7,000 last year.
Wow. You see, and that's also good for health and wellness at the same time.
Yeah.
Jim Miller is his name. He is an investment counselor in Waukee, also an avid cyclist. So what's next for the Raccoon River Valley Trail, do you think?
Working on getting the last of the gravel crossings paved. This has been a huge project, and it's a project that keeps morphing faster than we can get it done. So there's new guidelines on how you do a crossing at a gravel road, and we had raised the money to update the crossings. We were all set to go, and then they updated the rules again. And because this was a government grant, we had to comply with the new standards. So the new standards, again, raised the cost.
And so what are they requiring you to do? Do you recall?
Well, it used to be that as you were going across a gravel road on either side of the trail, you had to have 8 feet of pad.
Got it.
And they changed that from 8 feet to 20 feet.
Holy cow.
That's what I said. So you can imagine the cost has just skyrocketed. And personally, it seems excessive, but you can't fight City Hall.
So. Okay. So is that the rationale? Who knows? The government does strange things from time to time. I would imagine the rationale for that is if you have a large number of cyclists that they can all either wait or I don't know.
I think the rationale was to keep the crossing clean of gravel, that if you had 20 feet on either side, the gravel wouldn't get carried up on. From what I've seen, the existing crossings, as you go on the north loop of the Raccoon or on the High Trestle, those 16-foot, or well, it'd be 24-foot total, they work perfectly well. You just you don't see gravel carried up on by the traffic. So I'm not sure where the rule came from, but
it's there.
It's there.
So you have to comply with it.
Right.
Absolutely. Who takes care of the Raccoon River Valley Trail?
Most of the trail is county-owned. So it's there's three counties. You've got Dallas, Guthrie, and Greene counties. And most of the trail is maintained by the three counties. The new loop, which goes through Dallas Center, Minburn, Perry, Dawson, over to Herndon, in the city limits, that's owned by the cities. So it's a little different model on that stretch of the trail.
And over the past 5 years or so, since we were doing the counting out there, have you not only the increase in utilization, but have some of these communities really stepped up and said, hey, look, we recognize this as real lifeblood for our town and done some interesting things?
I think Minburn is a good example of that. They had a little depot that was kind of sandwiched in at the grain elevator, and they moved the depot away from the grain elevator in order to save it and restored it. And it's a beautiful building. And last summer they had a cafe operating there that was hugely popular.
Yeah.
So, it's the if you build it, they will come.
Hey, I was just thinking the same thing. Hey, thanks, Jim, for giving us an update.
Appreciate it, Michael.
Good stuff on the Raccoon River Valley Trail and all of those communities that utilize the trail, the people that utilize the trail, and the economic benefit that comes from that. It is simply astounding. Jim Miller, thanks again.
Great.
Appreciate
Thank you.
It. All right, we got to step aside for something you would probably enjoy. We're going to take a look at the markets.
Hey,
what happened today on Wall Street and the Iowa 25 and commodity numbers? That's all coming up next on the Business News Hour.
This is a story about Billy Joe and Bobby Sue. Two young lovers with